my way from L.A. back to Knoxville. I found out those bright lights ain't where I belong. From a phone booth in the rain, I called to tell her I've had a change of dreams, I'm coming home. But tears filled my eyes when I found out she was gone. Smoky Mountain rain keeps on falling. I keep on calling her name. Smoky Mountain rain, I keep on searching. I can't go on hurting. This way, she's somewhere in the Smoky Mountain rain. I waved a diesel down outside a cafe. He said that he was going as far as Gatlinburg. I climbed up in the cab all wet and cold and lonely. I wiped my eyes and told him about her. I've got to find her. Can you make these big wheels burn? Smoky Mountain rain keeps on falling. I keep on calling her name. Smoky Mountain. This way, she's somewhere in the Smoky Mountain rain. I can't blame her for letting go. A woman needs someone warm to hold. I feel the rain running down my face. I find her no matter what it takes.
Welcome on in. It's Field Day 2008, and we're coming to you. And I'm hearing some sideband in the background. That's kind of funny. We've got a little QSB going on our broadcast here. That's good. That's good. We're on the air. We're live. You're listening to a special version of the QSO radio show coming to you actually from Cookeville, Tennessee is where we're at. On WBCQ on 7415. And a special thanks I want to say today to Alan Weiner and the staff of WBCQ, because without them, this broadcast wouldn't be possible right now. We've had a lot of contacts this week with a lot of folks from the American Radio Relay League, a lot of clubs, a lot of groups and organizations sending us in press releases. And, of course, we're going to be taking calls from Field Day locations all over the United States. If you are at a Field Day location now currently listening, you are cordially invited to call in. And right now we're tracing down the incoming line. We were juggling phone lines around in here, and I'm not sure that we're going to be able to hear the phone ring for the next few minutes. So if you call in and you're not getting an answer immediately, don't think anything about it. We are being, I don't know that you can hear that on the air right now, but we're being RF'd from the Field Day operations here in Cookeville, which makes it all the more fun. So A special thanks also to Alan Pitts of the American Radio Relay League. He is their National Public Relations Manager. And Alan has just done a fantastic job pulling all the stuff together for Field Day and all of the public information operators. And if you're a shortwave listener and you're tuning in, you know that all of us hams, we're a different lot. we're a little different than the average Joe. So I hope that what we do with Field Day will interest you. I hope that you have an interest in getting an amateur radio ticket. And for all of the hams that are listening out there, we want this to be a broadcast of encouragement and accomplishment as we proceed through Field Day 2008. And we're going to get a little bit more organized here. I've got to get in a position where I can read some of these press releases, and we'll start taking some of the phone-in reports, and we've got some folks here that we want to put on the air and interview. This broadcast, incidentally, I will say, is coming from the headquarters of the TW Antenna Company, which is Cookeville, Tennessee, and they've been very, very gracious to help sponsor this event, along with Bob Heil and the Heil Microphone Company, both of which are on board with us here, and we really appreciate their participation. Once again, Field Day 2008, we're on WBCQ. This is 7415 and kilohertz, and we appreciate you tuning in and listening. And while we're preparing to get festivities underway, this is Sam Cooke.
We're having a party, dancing to the music played by the DJ on the radio. The cokes are in the icebox, popcorn's on the table. Me and my baby, we're out here on the floor. So Mr. DJ, keep those records playing, 'cause I'm having such a good time dancing with my baby. Everybody's swinging, Sally's doing that twist now. If you take requests, I got a few for you. Play that song called Soul Twist. Play that one called I Know. Don't forget them nice potatoes. No other songs will do. Let me tell you, Mr. DJ, keep those records playing, 'cause I'm having such a good time dancing with my baby. Having a party, everybody's singing. Oh, we're dancing to the music.
That's Sam Cooke, and this is Field Day 2008, along with, we're being RF'd in the background. I don't know for sure if that's actually making it out of the air, but if it is, I would say more power to him, but it's not making it out of the air? Okay, I'm just hearing it in the monitors, and that's good. I've got a press release here that has come in from, and let me see if I can forward down here and find where this is. This is from Wayne, I believe it's Yoshida, and Wayne is writing, you know, actually, let me read this press release. This is something that they sent, and this is pretty exciting about what they're doing. It says, the Huntington Beach Racy's Public Information Officer, that's who Wayne is, Huntington Beach Radio Communications Volunteers demonstrate emergency preparedness in a nationwide drill. Let's see here. On Saturday, June 28th, from approximately 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. And once again, this is their press release that they sent out to all of their local radio, TV, and newspaper people here. Near the intersection of Pacific Coast Highway and Golden West, a team of Huntington Beach Radio Amateur Civil Emergency Service, that's RACES, Communications Volunteers, will demonstrate and practice their emergency communication skills in a nationwide drill called Field Day. Peter Harbor, HB RACES Chief Radio Officer, said, "Each summer, the HB RACES team participates in this national emergency drill to make sure that we're ready for a citywide emergency, such as an earthquake or a flood. We're here to make sure critical two-way communications in and out of the city can continue, and even during a major disaster. The public and the news media are invited to observe and participate in the emergency communications exercise." HB RACES Chief Radio Officer Barber will be on hand to answer any questions about the drill and amateur radio. And it says here about the City of Huntington Beach Radio Amateur Civil Emergency Services. The Huntington Beach Fire Department, Emergency Services Office Administrators, and the RACES team is not a club. This is a volunteer group within a government agency. And there are 18 city RACES groups within Orange County operating under their respective city and county emergency management departments using standardized emergency management systems. Well, these guys have they've got it organized here. I got 18 city RACES groups within Orange County. Man, I live in a smaller county, so that's really impressive. And they put a little note in here that says ham radio is an interesting public service as well as an educational technical hobby. Whether it's contacting someone across the street or across the globe or even outer space, ham radio operators are ready to supply reliable communications when normal lines fail. Ham operators range from ordinary citizens to astronauts, athletes, film stars, and musicians. And that's what these guys are doing. Hopefully we'll be hearing from them sometime soon here. 2008 Field Day. That's what's that's where we're at right now, and have we got something coming in here? Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, we're live, so a lot of this is just going to have to be off the cuff, ad lib, like a lot of you folks that have been up all night setting up for Field Day. Okay, a lot of folks,
and that is what
around the country have been setting up as well. Okay, and with me on the phone is, hello?
Hi, this is Peter Barber, N6RES from Huntington Beach.
Well, you know, I was just talking about you.
Oh, great, great. I know Wayne, our public information officer, has released a press release about what we're doing here in Huntington Beach.
Well, you know, I just got done reading that press release. I was stumbling my way through it because we're still trying to figure out where our telephone is and whatnot, but... I just made a comment about in Orange County you have, what is it, 18 city RACES groups?
We have a number of city RACES groups, and we have our Orange County RACES group that is our umbrella organization, and they're doing Field Day right now over in the park. But we have just a great a group of RACES stations, American Red Cross stations, hospital disaster services. We're really powerful with emergency communications in Orange County here.
Oh, that's very, very good. And I appreciate you calling in. Now, tell us a little bit about your Field Day setup. What's going on here?
Well, Field Day for Huntington Beach RACES, we set up right on our beach, our city beach here at Pacific Coast Highway in Golden West. We have Lifeguard Tower 20, you know, just 100 feet away, and the waves of the Pacific Ocean just 200 feet away. We have a 5 HF stations set up, and we're operating 5 alpha today. We have HF all the way down to 2 meter and UHF. Wayne's doing his gigahertz radios up in Long Beach, so we don't have our microwave system today. We just started operating about 15 minutes ago, and we've already had visitors this morning as we set up. We had Marty Wohl, N6VI, the Vice Director of Southwest Division, ARRL, come and visit our site this morning.
Well, very good, man. That sounds like you guys are having fun. Now, let me ask you this. Now, how are you set up power-wise? What are your power sources, or how are you doing this?
Well, everyone kind of brought their own system. We have Bill, KE6, ACJ, brought his van, and he's running solar power and batteries today. So he's our green station. We had another guy show up on his bicycle. We also are running a gen set for our park here. We have a little Honda quiet generator supplying power for everyone who needs it. So it's whatever we wanted to do. Part of our outreach here is to be right in the public's walkway here on the beach path, the dog park, so we can explain what Huntington Beach Races and Emergency Communications does for the community.
That's really incredible, because you're right in the thick of it, right in the middle. You've got passerbys, a lot of traffic watching what's going on. Now, I want you to tell me about the guy on the bicycle, because we've got folks listening that may not know what Field Day is, and we've got shortwave listeners listening, but the man on the bicycle, this is going to be an interesting story. Tell us about the power generation by means of bicycle.
Well, there's a couple of ways you can do it, and I think he just rode his bike down, but I've done bicycle mobile myself, and usually I'll just be using my HT on batteries. But I know some people have put little solar panels on the back of their bicycle so they can charge up the cell pack on their bicycle and remain on the air basically an indefinite period of time. So when you're doing bicycle mobile, you have to use some lightweight and smaller size equipment. You're definitely running low power, but you can have an effective ham radio station on a bicycle as well.
Well, you know, I'm sorry, because I misunderstood. I thought what you were saying, that he was using the bicycle to generate power, and I've heard of folks doing that before, and I always thought that was a real interesting thing. But bicycle mobile...
Oh.
Go ahead.
Right, right. The bicycle was just his transportation down here, and we just had one of our honored guests show up here. Just a minute. Let me see if I can get his call sign. Oh, we have Gloria. K6VIA just showed... he's a... KC6VIA... 97-year-old ham is coming to visit our ham radio site right now as we're speaking, and he's just pulled up and come sit down in the shade, and he's going to tell us about his stations he had in San Bernardino and the antenna farms he had, and he's impressed with what he sees here so far.
Okay, well, can you hand him the phone and put him on the air and let him talk to us a little bit?
Absolutely. He's just going to sit down in his walker for a minute, so give me just two more seconds. I'm going to put you on the air first with Steve, KE6OCE. He's the gentleman who organized our Field Day site, and then he'll put our special guest on the air in just a minute.
All right, very good.
Here's Steve.
Okay.
You're on the air. Hello, how are you today?
Pretty good. How are you doing? Are you wide awake, or have you been up all night putting up antennas?
Oh, yes. We're having a wonderful time down here. We're right on the beach, and I need a beach, so we can see the ocean out to Catalina and all the boats going by. And we have all million antennas up here to where people are walking by and asking all about ham radio.
Well, that's he was telling me that you're right in the public eye. That is such a cool thing. So go ahead.
Well, that's the whole plan of our activity today. We can operate behind closed doors all the time, but we like to let people know what we do. We do emergency services for the city in case, God forbid, there's ever a major issue like down in New Orleans or something. We can take up the gauntlet of putting up communications for the police, fire, whatever the city needs.
Okay, and folks, you're just tuning in. This is Field Day 2008. And this is a function of the American Radio Relay League. And we're broadcasting today, doing a special broadcast all throughout Field Day. We'll be on for several hours here. And then tonight we'll be back on again at 11 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. So tell me a little bit about what you guys went through to set up. How did you go about it? And how many people did you have on board?
We've got about 40 people down here. And everybody pretty much brings their own equipment. That's part of what we do is if, like I said, happens a major catastrophe, we all have our own stuff and we can run off of power, battery power, solar power, generator power, and we can continue what's going on. I'm sure folks have all heard, like, once again, New Orleans, when the big hurricanes hit a couple years ago, the only news coming out were ham radio operators. That's a term that's been around for years. Shortwave operators, some of them used to call us. And we've pushed up antennas about 40 feet in the air right now. And so far, we've already talked to Hawaii, we've talked to Canada, we've talked to Tennessee, we've talked to Missouri. Having a great time out here. And it's a beautiful thing, Huntington Beach, California.
Well, we're operating we're broadcasting, I should say, from a Field Day location in Cookeville, Tennessee. And this is actually the home of the TW Antenna Company is where we're at. And so who knows, maybe these guys maybe this location will work you before the day is out. We just never know.
Well, we sure hope so. Our call sign today is W60 Whiskey 6 Oscar. That's a special call sign we got for Field Day. It's real quick to say. So once Field Day starts, the backup of people trying to make contact goes really quick. So the smaller and more distinct your call sign, the quicker you get out. My friend who's 97, I'm afraid his hearing aid is not working too well. Otherwise, I'd like to put him on. In his heyday, he was one of our forefathers of ham radio. We all owe a lot to gentlemen like that who built the tube radios, discovered different wavelengths, different antenna lengths, how the microphones work, how the antennas work. You know, nowadays we go in and we buy a pre-processing and radio right off the shelf and don't have the skills that some of these elderly gentlemen have, that's for sure.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, that's one thing about amateur radio that I think has made it so special, and that is the fact that the history behind it, especially if you consider the early days of Spark Gap and all the experimentation where nobody really knew all the theory behind it and what was going on, and look at where it's at today. You know, why don't you do just a brief background on this fellow, if you would. Tell me a little bit about, tell me what you know, and share that with us here, because we love to honor those folks that have put in their time and have been Elmers to all of us and have helped us along the path.
Well, Hugh KC6VIA, I met about 15 years ago on the radio. I had just gotten my technician license myself, and it was the second contact I made. And he talked to me like I was a long-lost friend. It was wonderful. He lived out in the desert, kind of where Barstow is. Barstow's kind of famous for being halfway between Los Angeles and Las Vegas. And he had an antenna farm that had about 9 large 40 to 60-foot towers on it. Plus a big old satellite dish. You remember the old days, the dishes were about 15 feet in diameter. And been out to his house many a time, and he taught me quite a few things. He actually tells a wonderful story about it. I had a friend in Florida back in the old tube days who was called a military base down there in Florida and said that one of the bases were putting out a very strange signal every other Wednesday. And the FBI showed up at his house. It turned out it was a brand new secret radar system that the military was testing, and he had discovered it, and they did not want it discovered because they were pointing it at Cuba. So you just never know what you might stumble upon if you're not careful.
Well, you know, I suppose at this point in time, he was around to watch the development from AM into single sideband, and to see all these modes come into fruition.
Right. This is Peter again. I have our special guest who wanted to say hello to your audience today. This is KC6VIA, and he's sitting here under the shade in his walker and wanted to say a quick hello to everyone there.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. My name is Hugh Allen Davis. I was born in 1911. Started radio with crystal sets way back then. I don't hear very good now, so I'll say 73s. Everybody have a real good time. Thank you for letting me say good morning.
And that's your special greetings today from KC6VIA.
Well, that's very, very good. We really appreciate that. And
no problem.
If his hearing aid's not working well, give him the best of regards from all of us here from radio station WBCQ and the QSO radio program. You may want to tell him we're broadcasting live on international shortwave on 7415 kilohertz, and his message is being heard all over creation is where it's going.
Well, that's excellent, and I know you have a lot of other field day stations to get to, so maybe we should say 73 as well to let some other folks and learn about other field day stations across the U.S. today.
Okay, now to summarize, go ahead and give us a call sign and location again for folks that have just tuned in.
Well, great. Yeah, you've been listening to the Field Day Whiskey 6 Oscar, the Huntington Beach Racy's Field Day site, right here in Huntington Beach, California, right on Pacific Coast Ocean on Pacific Coast Highway.
All right, very good. Well, we appreciate your call in, 73s to you, and we really, really appreciate you participating in Field Day and all the public service that you folks do out there. What you've described to me sounds absolutely phenomenal. And
thanks so much. Thanks so much, Ted. And I appreciate you calling us, too.
Really, really proud to have amateurs and clubs and organizations like yours participating in Field Day as well as the American Radio Relay League. Thank you very much.
Good day. And 73 from Whiskey 6 Oscar.
Okay. Be sure and call us back tonight. If you're up and about, call us tonight.
I will.
Okay. Okay. Bye-bye. Well, there you have it. We're broadcasting. This is Field Day 2008, and this is a function of the American Radio Relay League. And with me, I have James. James, get up on that microphone and say hello.
Hello.
You're talking into that that Heil Finn mic is what that is. it lights up blue.
Yeah, I noticed that.
And who else have we got here? Is that mic on?
Charles.
Yeah, we got Charles here. And once again, we're broadcasting from the, I want to call it the headquarters of the TW Antenna Company. And
I am the tech guy at TW Antennas. I answer all the questions that people call in and ask questions about the TW Antenna.
And I bet you get a lot of them.
We get a lot of calls.
Well, all right, we're operating Field Day here. Can you tell us a little bit about the setup here? How many different antennas are employed here? What are they doing?
Okay, we got one station operating on 40 meters. We got one station operating on a 2010. We got one station operating on a Windom antenna, and I think we got three stations operating right now, and we got 6 meters, 2 meters, and 440, 432 sideband.
So when you're doing this, you're working with the antennas, and you're doing field tech support, I guess I want to say.
Right.
What's the biggest challenge?
Getting antennas to work properly. Most of them, our 2010, it's a proven product. It took us about 2 years to make it where it would function. From the drawings to manufacturing, about 2 years. And now we're working on another product that will probably work 80 through 20, which is going to be a larger antenna. And we also have a backpacker, which is a manually, you change bands manually with it. It has little pins that you put into the array box on the antenna. And people that want a backpack or just have one where you can just go outside and change bands, we have an antenna like that also.
That's incredible. We had a ham fest here not too long ago. It's a very small local gathering, and James had just set up the 2010, and he put the coax to the radio, And I walked away for a few minutes and came back, and he was working Costa Rica.